Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Wally Box here. Wally is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, the second longest running member of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of Net Income, as well as many other books, and including books that he's helped other people write. And Roddy has been sharing his wisdom with us for a lot of years, and he's got some more of it for us today. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. 16 years?
Good. Yeah.
I love it.
How about that?
Do you know what I have in my hand, Jim?
What?
I have something called The Age of the Customer. It's a book, Jim.
My audience is they're rolling their eyes right now.
Yeah, well, you know,
you're a lucky guy if you've got a copy of my book in your hand.
I am a really lucky guy because it's a really good book. But that's not why I brought that up.
Full disclosure, folks. Wally Bach was one of my SOBs, and in the book I described some SOBs that I sent the book out to that I knew would tell me the truth about it. Wally he may be SOB emeritus in that group, and who told me the truth and helped me make the book better. And so, Wally, I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciated the opportunity.
You contributed. You definitely contributed to making the book better, and I appreciate it.
Well, and I've been called a son of a bitch, or pardon me, an SOB for.
Well, you were an SOB. You've always been an SOB. This just is the first time I actually outed you about it.
Yeah, that's true. But what I wanted to talk, I mean, usually you talk to me and you ask me questions, but I want to ask you questions this morning because this is my topic and this is
right.
Your book.
Right, this is your world, helping people get their books out.
Helping people get books done, helping get them published, and, you know. And here's the first question I had when you told me you were writing this way back then. I thought, okay, Jim's already got a couple of books. And I'm fascinated by people who do more than one book.
Mm-hmm.
You had two. You decided to do this one. Why did you decide to do a third book?
Well, the first two... this book is different. It's just different. I think when people write different books... they've got something else on their mind. My first two books were a compilation of two bodies of work over a period of time, and I put smaller pieces together but arranged them architecturally so that they would make sense to a small business owner. Those were the first two. But it's been my second book. It's been 6 or 8 years since my second book, so it's been a while. It wasn't, you know, now the people that blow me away, the ones who publish two or three a year. I don't understand that at all, but I don't know how they do that. But I guess they got ghostwriters. But anyway, this book, I just had a bunch of stuff to say. I saw things happening that I felt needed to be recorded. And as you know, Wally, I talk to a lot of people on my show. And if anybody were talking about these things, I would have known about it. It would have come across, you know, through this office somehow, and nobody was doing it. And I just started writing it down, and it became a book.
Well, it's a good one, and you're right. It's different from your other two.
Yep.
And my impression of it from outside was that it kind of grew out of all the stuff you were hearing on the show, which is what you just confirmed for me.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that, especially, here's what happened. Visiting with people like you and Kirk Chaffetz and Tim Berry and other people like that, you guys helped me crystallize what I was seeing out there, and it helped me to put things in perspective. And so, I mean, I truly could not. I'm not sure how I could have written this book if I didn't do what I do right now.
Yeah, and let me just say something here, because that's important for the audience. The people that I work with who write books, or that I work with to write books, always are writing out of what they do,
mm-hmm.
if they're going to write a good book.
It's they don't associated say, oh, with I what need. They know. Mm-hmm.
Right. I need a book. I need to get this to go. That's not how it works. It's usually, well, I've learned all this stuff while I'm working. Susan Finnerty, who writes about the managing in The Matrix, it grew out of the fact that she had all this stuff, and there wasn't another book out there like it, which is pretty much what you did. Rod Santomassimo, who writes for commercial real estate brokers, same kind of thing. He learned a lot doing his coaching business. There wasn't any one place to put it together. He went out and did it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also people who write not because of what they're learning, but because they keep explaining the same thing over and over to people. I've got a guy that I worked with who's a roofer, mm-hmm. who wrote a book about roofs, mm-hmm. and he said that people used to call me about this stuff. Now I give them this book.
Yeah.
And it answers all the stuff for them.
It makes a lot of sense. But can I say something that I'd like to encourage people not to write about? Don't write about yourself.
No, actually, what we found, and I've worked, I mean,
as you know, people who don't have much to say but who want to write a book, their first thought is to write about themselves.
Right. And so what they say, what I tell them is there's probably two people besides you that care about you.
Right.
Enough to read a book about you.
Your mother and your favorite aunt.
That's about it. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen those books.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I say, if you want to write that, there's something to give to your kids.
Here's how you can tell, folks. Every other paragraph begins with a personal pronoun. Most of the time, I.
yes, indeed. So stay away from that. But yeah. I mean, write about what you know or what you're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
because the book can be the way that you learn it.
Well, and somebody might say, well, how do I write about what I know if I don't talk about myself? Well, you talk about what you think about what you know and how that applies to people, not just about how you experienced it yourself.
And again, what we talk about with most of the people that I work with is what kind of story can you tell?
Yeah.
When you start thinking that way, you start thinking about other people's stories. Oh, I saw this happen, and there was this, and we can put that together.
Right.
And then you do some of the things. I know we got a break here someplace.
Yeah, we got one coming up right now. And okay, Wally and
let's
I have
do that
a different
because I got one more thing I want to.
Wally and I have a little bit of a different idea about what a story is. See, I think stories can be little bitty teeny tiny stories. Wally thinks they need to be big. And we've had an argument about that before. 20 after, right back with Wally Bach. I told you we'd have fun when Wally joined us. We're going to talk some more about how to get published. How about that after these messages?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.